I'm now going to introduce Professor David Naylor, who is in fact the president designate for the University of Toronto, and I'm delighted that he's been able to take time out of his schedule to come here. Most of you won't need any introductions to Professor Naylor. Professor Naylor was educated and qualified from University of Toronto with honors, and subsequently went on to do DPhil at University of Oxford in Social and Administrative Studies. He assumes the presidency of the University of Toronto on October the 1st, so this is a month before he takes up the presidency. He has been the Dean of the Faculty of Medicine at University of Toronto and the Vice Provost of Relations with Healthcare Institutions from 1999 to 2005. Dr. Naylor is no stranger to starting new projects. In fact, he started the Institute of Clinical Evaluative Sciences in, I think, about 1998, and it has become internationally renowned as one of the premier clinical evaluative sciences programs across the world. He's an internationally recognized leader in the field of health sciences and policy over the past 15 years. In terms of his CV, he has over 300 scholarly publications, and he is has won numerous awards in leadership in medicine, including election to the Royal Society of Canada. I welcome Dr. Naylor to come to the stage and say a few remarks.
Thank you very much, Amit. It's a great pleasure to be here, and I have to say that in the President's office, I'm learning a new discipline. I have a desk full of work waiting for me, so I'm going to speak and run. But more importantly, I was advised that I had to think about what events I would turn up to in this transitional month. And there was the usual chatter, you know, you're not Dean of Medicine anymore. Do you want to go to something that has medicine in it, or is it sending the wrong signals? And I have to tell you that this was, for me, an absolute must-attend, even for a few minutes, to salute and thank all of you for a whole bunch of reasons. The first and foremost reason is the logic of an Institute of Mathematical Medicine, and I want to really congratulate Professor Sivaloganathan and, of course, Professor Oza for their vision and leadership in putting this together, and also thank Barbara Kiefitz, not only for coming back to us from the University of Houston, which we appreciate, and but of course sheltering and incubating this important enterprise. The appeal of this institute, I think, exists on multiple levels. The purpose of a university, the purpose of a teaching hospital, is in part to understand human and non-human nature and to work to make the world better through that understanding. And what could be more fundamental in terms of depth of understanding and elegance of delineation of how things work than the acquisition of mathematical models and tools to put on a quantitative footing human health and human illness and how to address those problems. And as the two directors have articulated, that is fundamentally the mission of this institute. Further appeal to be here today, well, quite obviously, the Fields Institute is a gem. We're very proud of its work. We're very proud of the collaborative spirit of the Fields Institute in drawing together a number of great universities and now extending its reach more strongly to the superb teaching hospitals here in Toronto, and I'm sure it will extend further. And I want to thank and congratulate Bob Bell. Bob is a full professor in the Department of Surgery, a distinguished researcher in his own right, and the new CEO of the University Health Network. Bob, thank you for the partnership here. Another appealing part of this initiative, of course, is the interdisciplinary impulse that it represents. We have learned time and time again that so much of the academic gold we can mine comes in those veins that occur in between the rocks of the disciplines with their sometimes rather hard boundaries. And here's a wonderful example of disciplines coming together productively. And as Barbara said so eloquently, many theoretical issues are sparked and galvanized by engagement with that coal face of practicality. Real problems in real time. I just want to speak a little bit personally about my own experience as an applied researcher, because those of us from the applied side are sometimes greatly inspired by our chance to interact with colleagues who are wonderful theoreticians. in this respect, I recall a few years ago, we were trying to figure out a predictive model for heart attacks. And we had a wonderfully huge data set. Professors of mathematics and statistics at Duke had built a model that seemed to be very predictive and powerful. And I teamed up at that time with Jeffrey Hinton, pioneer in artificial intelligence and neural networks, Rob Tibshirani, who unfortunately remains at Stanford, but we'll get him back someday. And we had a wonderful time trying to make mathematical sense of that very large and powerful data set to predict when heart attacks would occur and what the outcome would be. Other areas that are so important for mathematical modeling beyond wonderful examples like metronomic chemotherapy. You know, we've had a national problem with waiting lists. Very little has been done to apply queuing theory intelligently to resolve and understand healthcare resources, and in particular the queuing or waiting list problems that bedevil our healthcare system and remain the single sorest spot on the flank of our beloved Medicare system. Or again, the area of bioinformatics and proteomics. We are living in a period when the huge accumulation of biological data has posed a wonderful challenge and opportunity to mathematicians, to information scientists of all types, and of course, to healthcare researchers in every field. And the recent work in Nature Genetics by Brendan Fry and colleagues from electrical engineering and colleagues from biomedicine is a wonderful example of this convergence of ideas and disciplines to make better sense of the world and lead ultimately to longer and better lives for everybody. So simply to wrap up, it is a huge privilege for me to be here to salute and thank all of you. I'm going to try to stay as long as I can before the long leash of Simcoe Hall begins to tug me backwards. But I'm very proud of the Fields Institute. I really want to salute the two co-directors for their imagination and thank all of you for being here to support Barbara and the Fields in this initiative. Thank you and congratulations.